All right, LeBron, so far, what have you seen that has stood out?
Man, there's been some great dunks out here, man. And, Dwight, Nate, great, great charismatic, man. They're doing a great job.
Kenny Smith is trying to out you for next year's competition. You guys are pointing at each other. Inquiring minds and the fans want to know, LeBron, are you going to compete next year?
Right now, I'm preliminary putting my name in the 2010 dunk contest.
That's right. That's right.
Primarily, I'm putting my name in the dunk contest.
All right.
Soon as he said, right now, I'm putting my name in LeBron James. When he said his name, LeBron been known as a liar. We all know this. I mean, this from the reading the books to just about making certain decisions in basketball, period. LeBron is the epitome of, nigga, I'm standing on mines. I'm doing what I'm going to do. I'm doing what I want to do. You know, first cat, 50K, bro. 50K is a lot of points. That's a lot of points because I think Curry just got to 25. And we deem him and anoint him as the greatest shooter we've ever seen on God's green earth. So that says a lot about Bron. But, you know, a lot of chit-chatter lately is we'll be missing Bron for 2 weeks. Little bit concerned about that. And I'm more concerned for JJ than anything, right? Because I mean, this is the end of the season. We're coming up on. We got about 18 more games left. We will be without Bron for the next 4 to 5, they said. We don't know how severe the groin injury is, but my main concern is just maintaining a top 5 spot in the West. The reason why I say that is because I think it's a small accomplishment. It's a major accomplishment for a rookie head coach, but it's a small accomplishment for where we're at right now. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of momentum going our way, and that came to a halt recently when when Bron got injured in the Celtics game. So that's something that we got to work on. We got to deal with. Just like anything in the media, you know. Of course, we was one of the hottest teams for a minute because our winning streak was like crazy at one point. But once you lose, and I don't think it's because we lost. I think it's because of who we lost to, which was the Celtics. And number two is because we had a couple of injuries. And going into that game, we had some pivotal injuries and some that lingered on for players who did play. Luka's dealing with a bad back. Obviously, AR-15, which we don't call him anymore. But, you know, Austin Reeves banged up. Rui banged up. And then, obviously, LeBron leaving the game with a groin injury. But that's not the only thing he's been in the tabloids for. By now, we already know about the riff-raff and the encounter between him and Stephen A., which I still feel like I'm kind of on Bron's side. I got to play the father card. And I get it. The criticism that Bron gets is fair. I think he should say that. You know, he got to stand up for himself. But at some point, you got to acknowledge that Bron has been a part, has started, has created some fuck shit. Some shit that we're not used to, right? Especially for the older cats who are, you know, the Jordan fans and just of that generation in general. And of course, my generation, which is a part of the, I'm a part of the Jordan generation as well, but, you know, my guy is Kobe, and we're not cut from that cloth to the point where it's like a lot of complaining, a lot of pampering and stuff like that. But they did the pampering with MJ. The thing is, MJ went out there and still bust ass. Pause. I don't want to get into the details of what happened. I mean, you can go to any podcast, you can go to any YouTube channel, and they'll break down whose side they're on and who's right and who's wrong and stuff like that. In my opinion, I feel like the criticism of Bronny is kind of fair, but I do think it's kind of corny that they pick low-hanging fruit just to get at Bron. That's my whole concern. That's my whole disagreement with Stephen A., because Stephen A. has always been in the tabloids for shitting on our players. When I say our players, you know what I'm talking about. And you got to grab the headlines. What better way to grab headlines with the low-hanging fruit, which is let's go after the late round picks, late second round pick, because he's attached to a major organization, historical organization that his dad is attached to, and he's automatically a top three player of all time. That's easy work. You know what I mean? So I hear everybody saying, yo, you're a professional athlete. You're an adult. You should be criticized just like everybody else. The problem is everybody else is not getting criticized. That's the thing. And we know why he's getting criticized. Nobody's dumb around here. You're getting criticized because you are LeBron James. LeBron James' son. Same thing if MJ kids would have made it to the league. They didn't. But they would get ridiculed the same way. Maybe not so much from certain from certain analysts. Why? Because he's MJ. They got more love for MJ than they would ever have for LBJ. But this is the money cow. He has been a money cow for the past 20-some years. Even prior to that, tell you the truth. So it's easy. So I look at it both ways. Yes, Bronny should get the criticism. But it feels like the criticism coming from more of a point where if I can't get to you directly, I'm going to attack your son to get to you. I know it's going to bother you. And he got G-checked. Of course he's not going to do nothing. Of course, I would expect Stephen A. to stand up for himself right then and there. There's no shadow of a doubt that he was a tad bit nervous. That's a 6'8", 6'9", nigga standing over you. And he confronted you in front of everybody. So even if you didn't feel threatened, you damn sure felt embarrassed. And I think that's what it is mostly. You know what I'm saying? You got embarrassed in front of everybody. And it went viral. You can tell he felt a sense of embarrassment because he still got criticized after that, toned it down, said he didn't want to talk about it, but you knew you was going to talk about it. Don't try to feed us stupid shit. Talking about what I wasn't gonna make a big deal. Y'all make a big deal every year, once a week, about something. Yeah, because the other fan bases are sitting up here talking about they're tired of seeing or reading or hearing Laker content. Of course, if you fucking Sacramento Kings or the fucking Pistons or something or Houston Rockets, niggas ain't talking about them. And Detroit, don't get me wrong, they're playing above, you know, they're doing well. But at the same time, niggas is not, it's background noise. I'm also with them, though. It's not, you don't have, they're talking about us as of lately because look who we got. We just got the nigga mid-season. So, of course, they're going to talk about the Lakers a little bit more. At the same time, I feel like if there weren't any trades or anything like that, then not much Laker talk would be going on. I mean, a little bit, because we got a rookie. See, there's so many stories involved in this season surrounding the Lakers in general. You're going to have LeBron James. That's an automatic story. You got Bronny attached to that. You got JJ as a rookie head coach. And then you trade for Luka mid-season. So that's actually content that's not forced. That was all generated. You see what I'm saying? I'm on the nepotism side, so you're not going to get me to go against that argument in general, okay? Because niggas want to complain about it now because it's Bron. And I'm the biggest Bron critic of all time, says my cousin. So I'm just looking at it from that standpoint. Everything else, Bron did that shit. He ducked the dunk contest all his whole career outside of high school. He lied about certain books and reading certain and finishing certain books. One thing he can do is recite some goddamn lyrics. That's what we know he can do. But other than that, yeah, whatever y'all said Bron did or didn't do, that nigga did it. And point that there's no way I can defend that. But the main thing that we need to be worried about and concerned about is how healthy he can be when he comes back. Again, we have 18 games left in the league. I would like to maintain anywhere between that two and four spot. That's just me personally. Even though I said on prior episodes that when it comes down to it, I don't think it matters where we're ranked at. As long as we're ranked in the top 7, top 8, to where we don't have to play in the play-in. then we should be good. You know what I mean? I think the only matchups that we have to seriously worry about and be concerned about will always be Denver and OKC as of right now. Everybody else, fair game. They talking about trading KD in the offseason. So I gotta at least imagine that KD is mentally checked out a little bit. Just a little bit. They're talking about trading him now. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be Luka's chance to show, hey, this is going to be attached to my leadership as the captain. You know, I'm a co-captain when Bron is here, when Bron is back, but right now I'm the captain. I control the ship. Now we got to see if he can maintain at least a winning record until Bron comes back, if that's possible. If he can create and produce some type of 500 record while Bron is gone, that's all I can ask for. With the injuries we got going on, I can respect that. Just maintain it. You know, and it's a lot to say what JJ is going to have to adjust to as far as his game plan, his philosophy going into these next games. So, yeah. That Celtics was a hard game. Luka was a little bit off, not playing how we're used to. And I know he can. But, I mean, look, I can't really complain or ask for too much because we've had some good winning streaks prior to that Celtics game. You're going to run into some L's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at that. I was more excited for that New York, which I didn't really get to watch. But that New York matchup was something to, you know, that was a good matchup. Because New York is a solid team in the East. And they got one of the best point guards in the game. So to come out with a W on that one, got to respect, and I love that one. I love that. We definitely got some NFL news. I was late. Well, no, I was. Information came out after last week's show, but Geno Smith is now the starting quarterback for my Raiders. I'm pleased about that. This is not a. This is finally putting pieces in place to help turn the franchise around. Not completely. It might take some baby steps. I think we are in an era in the NFL where there's no need to wait on developing certain quarterbacks that's coming into college. Not all of them. You know, we've seen over the course of what, maybe the last 5 years, it's been a lot of rookies come in. And maybe some of them didn't start off the back, but some of them did, and they're doing okay. Even Bryce Young last year, I was saying, and you know, we've seen Justin Fields get is making his way to another team. That's different. You know, Sam Darnold's going to end up in Seattle. That pushes Geno to Vegas. And, I think what we've seen with Bryce Young towards the end of the year, you got to get these kids. Sometimes it's a change of scenery. A lot of times it's a change of a coach and a relationship and that playbook and how much is that motherfucker is open for them. You know what I'm saying? But we had some, this offseason hasn't been too shabby. You know, the one departure that kind of hurt me is we did lose a linebacker, you know, and Robert Spillane, he went to New England, and he seems like he fits that. He seemed like he fits that type of, that type of organization. But what about Davante Adams, though? That's the one that kind of caught me off guard. So Davante Adams, after going back to play with his quarterback, he ends up in L.A. 4 hours away from Vegas with the Rams? You know, I mean, Josh Palmer going to Buffalo, that's a solid pickup. But my God, Davante Adams to the Rams, that's going to be a little bit different. Another one that kind of affects me is now we got to deal with Najee Harris. Najee Harris is playing for the Clippers. The Chargers. I didn't do that on purpose. I swear to God. Hey, Chargers fans, I didn't mean that on purpose. But that's a nice pickup. The one thing that caught me off guard was, one of the Bosa twins. Was it Joey Bosa? I got to see. Let me double check. Yeah, it was Joey Bosa. Now, Khalil Mack is going to stay. Shout out to Khalil Mack. It's like, Shout out. I can't really shit on him. I can't do that. We did pick up a linebacker from Pitt. I ain't never heard it, though. Elandon Roberts. I hope I said his name right, from Pitt. We about to see him. We did pick up a DB. We did pick up a safety from Washington. Jeremy Chin. I think I said his name right. I never heard of him either, to tell you the truth. And I was watching a lot of Washington football. Pittsburgh as well. Point is, we made a lot of offseason moves, 12 Cal. The one I'm excited about the most is Geno Smith. I was telling Penrose, shout out to Penrose, fellow Raiders fan, and he said, the question was like, well, yo, we picked up Geno, but why? I'm like, why not? When you look around the league, I mean, a lot of cats thought Sam Darnold was going to be our next quarterback. And I'm not mad at that because I seen what he did with the Vikings, but the season he had with the Vikings, he couldn't even complete that, bro. It was like almost for nothing in a way. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. But I would damn sure wouldn't have been jumping for joy. But Sam Darnold, no, not at all. But I truly believe this. I was telling him, hey, man, as much as I criticize Brady, like, he's making the right moves from going to get the head coach and the OC and then a quarterback. Like, he went to go get the head coach and went to go get the head coach and say, bring your quarterback with you. Bring the quarterback with you and then open a playbook. Huh? We got Kelly over there. It's going to be something to see. Now it's going to be like, yo, what do we do in the draft? Do we go after? They talking about Shedeur Sanders is dropping. So that's going to be interesting to see. This is going to be one of the most anticipated drafts in a while. Running backs, quarterbacks, receivers. Oh, my. Where's Cam Ward going to go? Where's Michael Myers going to go? Everybody know who I'm talking about when I say Michael Myers. Because if we get him, I might. Come on, man. Come on, but I wouldn't be mad if technically we picked up a backup quarterback and he just so happened to be a rookie. But, you know, we'll see. But I'm excited. I like those picks. I like it. I like what we've been doing. I like how we've been moving. And I can't really knock it, man. I like it. It's a step moving forward. I appreciate it. It's showing that, hey, we can make some great decisions going forward. Because historically, we haven't made great decisions when it came to that. And I like that. In all honesty, to tell you the truth, I can't really complain about what Brady has done since he has been in office. You know, we're not used to getting a head coach of that caliber. Now, again, he's been in the league for a while, so I get it, but I like that we got Pete Carroll. That's a player's coach. And I like it. You know what I'm saying? Chip Kelly. We know he's phenomenal when it comes to that offensive book. And, yeah, I'm not sure what to say about that. I like the pick. I'm not mad at it. So, I think that's it, man. There was something else that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember. Can't remember the topic. I bet you I'm going to remember when I stop recording. But As far as my Laker fix, I got it going. Like, again, we got 18 games left. Luka has to pretty much hold his own for the next, 2 weeks or so. You know, and then hopefully it is hopefully it's a strong, solid 2 weeks and nothing more. Anything less than 2 weeks, I might be a little bit concerned to see if he, you know, maybe he kind of rushed it back. But I wouldn't rush it back. I wouldn't rush it back unless there was a situation where we was just on a downside, like, and we was just dropping. You know, we went on a major losing streak. Then I would be concerned just a little bit. But I got faith that they'll be able to at least keep it fine, honey. Just at least keep it fine. Split that motherfucker. And I'll be good with that. Football offseason coming up. The draft will be coming. Oh, not to mention March Madness. And we'll get into that a little bit more, getting closer to the date. In all honesty, I apologize to my whole entire fan base. I haven't watched much of basketball this season. I haven't. With traveling, work, I just haven't been able to just... I've watched more UCLA women's basketball than men's. I just haven't really been tapped in like that. But I know we've been killing shit. You know, I know between both squads, between both the men and women, we are a force to be reckoned with. And I believe both squads will do some type of damage, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to tournament time. So pretty confident about that, you know. Open room with BTG, man. I will definitely see y'all next week.